You can always have wingers that you can't move into center, but you can have centers that you can always move to the wing. And you look around the league, that like center depth. If you have center depth, you're in a real good place. There's a lot of teams that are screaming, boy, we need a third-line centerman. We need a second-line centerman. We could take a Kulik. You could move him to the wing. Tomer could easily go back to the wing. You could take Helenius, and he could go to the right side. He doesn't necessarily have to play in the middle. Taking a center and pushing him outside is a great problem to have, and I think anytime you can have the depth we have, it's a great problem to have.
Lindy Ruff earlier today, heard on WGR, appearing on Sabres Live. Always a pleasure to talk to Will Graves. The Steelers over-under is 8.5, which, why wouldn't it be? Just right down the middle.
Right.
And a little bit of a lean to the under on the markets, minus 120. I made an under bet the other night.
Oh, yeah?
Which I did during our episode of ADP Chasing, when the guys were talking about the Bucks a little bit. Bucky Irving, running back. Todd Bowles said, should be ready by summer or fall. Like, or fall.
Well, yeah, what do you mean?
Big difference.
What do you mean, or fall?
What is that supposed to mean? You're not even sure?
We're going by the calendar. Fall is like the third week of September.
Fall is games.
You've got some games that have been played already, buddy.
What are you telling us?
Yeah.
And one of the guys was kind of not super high on their rookie receiver, Ted Hurst. Evans is gone. Mayfield had a tough year last year. And I like, relatively speaking, I like the rest of the division a little bit. I mean, 8-9 won the NFC South last year, so I don't want to say I love it. But I'm really curious about Atlanta with Stefanski and Tua there, because there are good players in Atlanta, offense and defense. I think New Orleans is a little bit of a stylish dark horse right now. Tyler Shuck wasn't terrible. Kellen Moore? Etienne is there now. Olave, they drafted a receiver in the first round. Tyson. So there are things to like about the Saints, at least on offense. And then Carolina, I don't know. They did win that thing. And they did push the Rams in the playoff game.
They did.
Twice, actually, but in the playoff game, too, they gave the Rams a great game. So, I don't know. Bryce Young is really tough.
That's a hard one, isn't it? It's been all, for a 101, it's been just all over the road. It looked pretty, maybe early on, like, oh my God, this is a disaster. Then it looked, oh.
And they benched him.
Yeah, right. For Andy Dalton. And then it kind of looked like, oh, he's actually really good and we're all set. And I don't know if it ever got back to he should be benched, but it certainly didn't feel to me like it was all set anymore. Like, he still doesn't have a big extension, right?
I don't know.
I think they're on to, like, I assume they picked up a fifth year on him. If they could do that, then we should be there already. He's 3 years in.
This is year four, right?
This is year four. So that should have happened this year. I can't remember when and if it did. But I don't know. That's a hard one. Like, this might be a really important year for them and him to decide whether they want to keep going or not. Because I think I would remember if there was news about a contract, which I assume has not happened for him. But the fifth year would be reasonable for them, I think, to pick up.
Last year, he started every game but the game against the Bills. And Dalton got that one, Young. Yeah, I've read on him that there are these spikes. And, you know, even eye test-wise, he ran. I mean, there were some really good moments for him. But every other metric is terrible. Like, it's just not even the least bit promising on him. He would be a really tricky one for us to talk about every day.
Yep.
Like, what do you want to do here? The fact that they won that division makes it easy to back him. And then the other guy says, well, they had a losing record. And you could just, you find yourself in a loop with that one. Well, they won the division, but they had a losing record. Like, why do I need to care about how good Atlanta, New Orleans, and Tampa were? Because that's who you're playing. That's who you're trying. You just sort of go round and round on that.
Mm-hmm.
The bet I made was on the Bucks under, because I think it's a little bit ominous. I don't know. Todd Bowles, he's been there a while now. The other teams have new coaches in the last couple of years, or this year in the case of Atlanta. I think the Bucks thing, I want to say, is a little bit tired. So I went under Their number is 8.5 too. I went under 7.5 for a little bit extra money.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, this means they have my money until January. Best case.
That is what it means.
I get paid in January.
Right.
Which I don't like.
Yeah.
6 months.
It's a long time.
Then I thought about that, looked at the cash out, and it's 10% less. If I want to take it back, it'll cost me 10% of the bet, which I'm not doing that either.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
It's lose-lose, you know?
Yeah.
Hopefully it ends up lose-lose-win.
Right.
It's lose-lose. If I took it back, I'd be out 10%. For now, if I leave it in, how much interest am I foregoing in the next 7 months?
Depends how big that amount of money was, I guess.
5 units.
Okay.
$100.
That's considerable. Young is, by the way, they did exercise the fifth-year option. Not that there was a lot of question about it, but $27 million next year. So this year, year four of the rookie deal, pretty modest cap. Next year, $27 million. Obviously, they have time to decide whether they want to make a big, long $50 million a year or more commitment to him.
Okay. When I make a futures bet, it has to be sizable.
Yeah, I get,
I've had a couple where like I won it and it was like $20. I'm like, why did I even bother to do this?
Right, yeah.
I'm too good for this. That was supposed to be
funny. I agree.
That was supposed to be funny.
You are too good for it.
But you know, like a futures bet, when I was winning on those baseball ones, that would be like several hundred bucks each. Just like, all right, if I'm going to do this, I want to care about it. I want to be invested.
Yeah.
And I want it to matter if I win. I want it to, you know, mean something.
Sure. Yeah.
Here's George with us. Hi, George.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. You know, a quick thing on Tuck is that I think if we remove the player's name, I don't know how many people would actually be on board for that potential contract. Of course, none of us really know what that contract is, but I'm not so sure we would all be on board with a 7 year, $9+ million contract for a 30-year-old. So I think playing a game of chicken might be interesting, letting him test the market a bit and then see where that goes. I think someone's going to pay him a lot of money that's not going to be worth it. And a quick aside, Mike, is yesterday I think I heard you talk about Frank Thomas's birthday.
Yes.
And you alluded to a sports card, and I'm a big sports card fan. I remember as a kid that Leaf card was you're like a millionaire if you could have pulled that card. I'm sure you remember that card, but it was, I mean, I can't tell you how many packs I opened of that, and it was a really difficult card to get. That card will always have a special place, in my heart, for sure. And I called you maybe about 3 or 4 months ago, and sorry, I know this is totally off topic, but were you going to ever bring back that sports card show? Or
no, I'm not. Thanks, George. I'm not as active or therefore knowledgeable about it like I used to be. Back in those days, I was buying and trading, and I was immersed in it. And that changed for me at a certain point, and soon after that is when I'm like, I don't really think I should be doing this anymore, because I had run out of things to say, basically. I am playing around with my stuff a little bit now again, but I'm not really buying anything. I'm just sort of
taking stock.
Yeah. Like last night.
Pondering moves.
Who has more fun than people? Last night, I sat with my 85 baseball set. Tops. 85 tops. And just was looking, just kind of admiring how attractive that card was. And it's a Puckett rookie, Roger Clemens, McGuire from the U.S. Olympic team, Strawberry with the first overall draft pick card. Just fresh in my mind because I literally did this last night. So no, the Leaf card is the one I have. It's not, big like that anymore, if it was at the time. I don't remember. 1990. That would have been the card of the day. Then I got home.
No,
just
card.
Didn't.
Yeah, just didn't.
Bulldog, just
follow,
didn't.
Just didn't follow through.
I don't think there will be a game of chicken with Alex Tuck. I think, from what it sounds like, if the Sabres, and this to me would be okay. I mean, I'm not sitting here begging for them to sign him. If it gets to July 1, is it not over?
I can't imagine it coming back if it gets to July 1.
You know,
I think
suitors.
The whatever separation there is on what they want the money to be, once the eighth year option is gone from the Sabres, I just think they have no way to be competitive. Like if they want to keep, which is, I had respect them wanting to keep the AAV down. They've got a whole team to keep building and keep paying guys and contending, and the cap going up only does so much for you. Like, they're in a pinch already here. So, and they're just kind of getting started. Thankfully, they've got most of their big young core locked up. Benson is a big one this offseason, but there's not horrible or a horrible amount of urgency there, or an awful lot of urgency there, unless you're worried about an offer sheet, which maybe you should be. I don't know. I tend to just not think that that's something that's going to happen, because it just so rarely happens in the sport. So, but all that said, there's a finite amount of money. And I think the eighth year, that's why I bothered to even mention it earlier. Like, that is one advantage they have. If we're talking about the lump sum of the total value of the contract, the Sabres can match what a team does in 7 years with an eighth year and maybe get to their number. But we'll see. I mean, Tuck has to be cooperative about that. And if he's not, I think he's going to get an offer out there from somewhere that will definitely meet his standards. I think he is the number one free agent on the market. You know, unless you want to say Sergei Bobrovsky is, he's a goalie, like whatever. As far as skaters go, it's Tuck. And someone else will say, we're hoping for 4 good years, here's 7. And we'll deal with the fallout when it comes. So I think if it gets to July 1, he's a goner. I'd be very surprised if they are able to reel that back in from there.
Thanks again, George. Paul Hamilton joins us in less than 20 minutes. We'll discuss that and more in terms of the Sabres with Paul. Lines are open for your calls next. This is Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.